When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the heat and humidity continues, but if it's any consolation, it's not any hotter than it ought to be this time of year. The average high is 91, and that's about where we're going to be today and tomorrow. With a little bit of an easterly flow, we'll continue to focus the afternoon storms inland, so the beaches are starting to dry out again and could use some rain, and that's not coming anytime real soon, at least not on a widespread basis. The best chance for the beaches would be when the initial showers and storms are popping in the middle of the day, but even most of those are inland already when they start to pop, and then they shift even more inland as we go through the afternoon, and that holds for today and tomorrow. West of I-95, the coverage and the intensity of the rainfall is pretty significant. You get east of I-95, and it's a pretty sharp drop-off. Temperatures this afternoon, as I mentioned, low 90s, pretty close to where we ought to be. Mid-70s tonight with lingering evening showers and storms near and west of I-95. And tomorrow will again be partly sunny with mainly inland afternoon storms and topping out in the lower 90s. And then we start to heat up as we go through Independence Day, Friday and Saturday. For some, a long holiday weekend ahead, and the heat's on. So be extra careful. Lots of sunscreen, lots of water, lots of Gatorade. Looking at partly cloudy skies each day. A widely scattered afternoon or early evening shower, a thunderstorm for our 4th of July. Highs will reach the mid-90s. Feel like temperatures near 105. Storms should be over with for the most part by the time we get to fireworks, especially from I-95 to the beaches. And coverage on 4th of July looks to be about half the area for rainfall inland, near and west of I-95, but few of the beaches to get any rainfall. Now, there is a bit of a pattern change by Friday and Saturday. In addition to the heat, the winds start to become more offshore again out of the southwest, and that will allow a few storms to the beaches. The problem is the coverage will be lower overall. On any given day, only 20, maybe 25% of the area getting rain Friday and Saturday, so we go back to isolated storms, and temperatures, because of less rainfall, reach the mid to upper 90s Friday and Saturday, with feel-like temperatures anywhere from about 103 to 108. So that's another hot couple of days. It does appear we may see a bit of an uptick in the thunderstorms again toward the end of the weekend and early next week. In the tropics, we of course have Beryl, which has been making all kinds of headlines for its intensity and early season development. It's not like we haven't had hurricanes develop in June before. Remember, this did originally develop on became a hurricane on the 29th of June. But the distance east of which it developed, which is unusual for this early in the season, and now the intensity at which it is also unusual. After slamming the southern Lesser Antilles yesterday, did miss Barbados for the most part. I mean, Barbados had some wind and rain, but missed the core of the hurricane, missed the eye wall. But some parts of the southern islands, Grenada, for example, didn't fare so well. And then emerging now out over the Caribbean in a clean Caribbean, so to speak. However, it becomes more marginal for this storm over the next few days. The overall atmospheric conditions, wind shear most notably, starts to increase. And that should cause a weakening trend in the storm. Plus, hurricanes can only remain in a pristine state, really strong, in other words, not all that long typically. So we should see a peak soon, if we haven't already, and then a gradual tapering off. But it's going to make an approach on Jamaica tomorrow. Jamaica Man is under a hurricane warning already, and this does look like at least heavy rain and high winds for Jamaica. The question will be, how strong will Beryl still be? Once it gets west of Jamaica, the conditions are even less favorable, so Beryl is expected to continue to weaken upon approach to the Yucatan Peninsula by Friday into the early part of next weekend. Then it moves across the peninsula and into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, which has been host to our other two named storms already, Alberto and Chris, this season so far anyway, and then move ashore in the upper coast of Mexico or perhaps South Texas, but should be quite a bit weaker by then. More than anything, a big rainstorm at that point. So that's how it seems to be playing out for Beryl. The steering currents are very straightforward in the short term over the next few days, become a little more nebulous late in the week into the weekend as the ridge that's guiding it starts to weaken a bit and shift and allows that more northward turn. But at that point, it's already in the western Gulf of Mexico. The upshot is no impacts to Jacksonville or northeastern Florida, or any of Florida for that matter. Behind this system is yet another tropical wave, 96L. Just simply means it's a disturbance. However, we continue to see indications of that this system may really struggle. It may briefly become a tropical depression or tropical storm in the vicinity of the Lesser Antilles. But from there, the shear increases markedly, and it just doesn't look like this system can become a whole lot. Now, it may shift and turn more northward with time and bring a slug of tropical moisture up into Florida late in the weekend into early next week, but that would be, as it stands now, about the extent of it as it would seem. So, obviously keeping an eye on the situation, but right now no impacts to Jacksonville and northeastern Florida in the tropics, and Beryl is headed next for Jamaica. It will be a close call for the south coast of, by the way, Dominican Republic and Haiti, where there are warnings in effect, and then it's Jamaica tomorrow, and it's the Yucatan Peninsula by Friday and Friday night, and the southwestern Gulf over the weekend, Bay of Campeche. More in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And I've posted a new Burrish blog. We take a look at the tropics, a quick look at the tropics, the tornado, the EF1 that touched down in Duval County Friday afternoon with that severe sea breeze thunderstorm. Remember, even though the atmosphere is not overall conducive this time of year typically for tornadoes, it certainly can happen with our most intense sea breeze thunderstorms, and it did on Friday. So I talk a little bit about that, some radar images as well. The look back at June, which was hotter than average, no surprise there, about 2.3 degrees above average and drier than average, despite at least a wetter last 10 days to 2 weeks. We still were more than 3 inches below average for our rainfall typically that we would get in June at the International Airport. Of course, again, amounts varied considerably from one neighborhood to the next. Some areas fared a little bit better, some still even drier, and we still overall are pretty dry. Aquifers, wells are pretty low across some areas. And that includes Duval County, despite some soaking rains in some areas. Arlington had more than 5 inches of rain the last 5 days, almost all of that falling on Friday and Saturday. But there are still pockets where the amounts weren't as great. So still could use some rain. The wet season's in full swing, but it's still not overly widespread. And we go back into that drier pattern again late this week. July averages, today being July 2nd, the average low and high temperature, 73 and 91 respectively. It only goes up. By the end of the month, the average high is 92, the average low 74. We're at the peak of our heat for the summer. We averaged 6.77 inches of rain in what is our second month of the wet season. Sunrise early this morning, 6:28 a.m., sets at 8:33. It's the latest sunset of the year. By the end of the month, sunrise is at 6:44, sunset at 8:21. We're losing daylight. We lose 28 minutes of daylight the last few weeks of July. There was more in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.